Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Let me ask you this. So let's get into some meat and potatoes. Technical analysis, right? You talked about technical analysis. What are some of your favorite indicators? And what is your overall thoughts on technical analysis? Because a lot of times people say that technical analysis is overrated. Or some people only use technical analysis. So what's your thoughts on technical analysis and how do you use technical analysis?
Okay, so at this point I need to call on my partner, David Green. So I'm the motivator and the moderator and motivator in chief. David Green, who I met here in 1985, who's my mentor, my friend, my teacher, is a master technical analyst. He's my partner in Wall Street Global Trading Academy. He's taught tens of thousands of people over the years. He runs a live chat room called the Green Room Live. He's the analyst. He's taught me everything. So I'm not a technical analyst. He is, and he's my teacher. He's my go-to. And so we didn't invent it. A lot of people use it. Some people like it. Some people don't. Some people fill their screens, you know, with so many different signals that it looks like air traffic control on 9/11, right? And that's not going to help anybody out. So, and people ask us, why does David use what he uses? Because it works. Okay, that's what you want to know. You want to go to someone who's doing it successfully and say, I want to do what you're doing. How do you teach me how to do it? What do I do? So what we do is we use the EMAs, the exponential moving averages. Everyone uses different ones. We use the 9, the 15, the 30, the 65, and the 200. The 200 is the wall of China. Yeah. Right? The farther away you use a moving average, the stronger the indicator is that the stock is going to stop going down and start going up, or stop going up and go down. We use what's called pivot points. I don't need to go into the explanation. If you use Thinkorswim or any of the other platforms, a pivot point is a formula. Yeah. It's a formula that's figured out. It's way beyond me. I know I look like Einstein. I'm not that friggin' smart. Okay? And then we use the RSI, which is the relative strength index. That signifies overbought or oversold conditions. Mm-hmm. Then we teach about 5 particular trades that we use for technical analysis. So there's a trend trade. There's a trend trade. What's a trend trade? The trend is your friend. It's an old Wall Street adage. It's when a stock is going up like this. But that's not enough of a reason to get into a trend. A trend trade, there are rules for each of these trades. Trend trade, moving average trade, far from moving average trade, double top, double bottom, and a swing trade. Those are we want to keep it simple.
That's all you need.
Right? This isn't hard. It's hard, but it's simple.
Simple, yeah.
And difficult, if to do it correctly.
It's everything.
Okay? So those are the 5 trades, and each trade has a criteria that is necessary to be fulfilled to get into the trade. As I said, hope and FOMO are not reasons to get into a trade. Uncle Herbie telling you to buy it is not an excuse. Watching Wall Street Bets and Reddit, that train's left the station. There are a million of pump and dumpers out there. Yeah. Jordan Balford used to work right out of this place. Still a criminal, always a criminal. Tell him to call me if he's got a problem with that. Okay?
All the smoke.
He hasn't even paid back. He paid back $30 million to $300 million he stole. Anyway, end of that story. Everyone's entitled to a second chance. Pay your money back. You can talk to me. Anyway, okay. So
I like people.
Those are the trades. Now, it's super important that each trade, so you can't have one criteria fulfilled. The dynamics of the market are fascinating. This market goes up and down 1,000 points. We can be in a bear market. Used to be generational. It took 25 years for a bull or a bear market. Last 2 weeks ago, at 11 in the morning, we were in bear market. And at 3 in the afternoon, we were in a bull market. Right? Okay. Well, that's insane. The terminology must be reevaluated. Right? You can't have a market that's down 1,800 points at noon, up 1,000 points at 4, and think you can use terminology that was used in the 30s and 40s. That's why I keep saying I got the no recession special going on, because the components of a recession involve the labor force, massive layoffs. Right? I know the media loves to pump stories to get people all wrapped up and stuff. I'm a cup half full person. I want to empower people to be confident, not scare the shit out of people. Yeah. Okay. So those are the technical analysis trades. There are criteria for each one of those trades, right? So a trend trade, just for an example, if you need to understand more, we can go into depth. The course is really fun. It's accessible. It's 21 videos, 9 hours. It teaches you everything. You can know nothing from a stock to a sock to a stock. You can learn how to trade the market, but you need to follow the rules. You have to realize the psychology of trading is devastating, right? You're always thinking you got diamond hands. It's got to go up. It can't go down anymore. I mean, the mistakes people make are all the same, okay? A trend trade, fascinating trade. So you think, oh, it's going up. I got to just buy it because it's going up. Not necessarily, because the stock can turn and go down just as quick as it goes up. Yeah. A trend trade, definition of a trend trade, is when a stock is going up and it pulls back to the 9 or the 15 EMA. You're a technician. So it's got to pull back to a level of support, goes to the 9 or the 15, you buy it, and it's going to continue to go up. And you stay in that trade until the trend breaks. You use stop orders every time you get into a trade. okay? A moving average trade is another kind of a trade. A swing, far from moving average trade, is when a stock's gone, is at $2 from the last moving average. It's gone up 3 days in a row, and it has an RSI of 20 or 80. All three criteria must be reached.
Okay.
If not, it just, if it's up 3 days in a row, that doesn't mean there's a trade, because the RSI has to be above 80 or below 20. Mm-hmm. It can go up another 3 days without the RSI. And you started selling it there on a reversal swing trade, and you're going to be $9 out of the money before you get into the trade. So that's just an example of technical. Technical analysis is the history of charting to try and identify the way stocks have moved historically. All the more important in a market where a stock can go up. Look at what we see here these days. Earnings come out. Earnings were great. Stock goes down $50. Earnings were good. Guidance was good. It goes down $50, right? It goes up 20 and down 50. I mean, that risk portfolio, that volatility, you know, I don't know. Most people's risk profile is not a $50 move in a stock. So you need to understand that in a market that goes up and down thousands of points, risk management, money management, order management.
Absolutely. Talk about
everyone can get into a stock.
Yeah.
Everybody can hit a buy order. It's a matter of what you do once you're in the buy order. You get into a buy order or a short order. You put in a stop order down or up 1%.
Mm.
The minute you make 50 cents on that trade, and I know people think, oh, I want to buy, I want to make a dollar. I want to make $5.
It's greed kill.
It's greed will kill you.
Greed kill.
I know Gordon Gekko said greed is good. In this market, greed will kill you. So you have to understand the psychology is super important. There's nobody in that trading room telling you what to do. So what we teach, the psychology of trading is the most important part of day trading to be successful. Because we are all the same. I make the same mistake all the time. Look at that. I'm a freaking genius. I got diamond hands. It can't go down. Ah, right? You buy a stock or you short a stock because technical analysis told you to do it. There's only one reason to buy a stock. Price action and technical analysis told you to do it.
Yep.
Right? It isn't because any other reason. There are nine reasons. You know, there are a thousand reasons not to, right? There are a thousand mistakes. There's nine reasons why you shouldn't or buy it or short it. One reason too, because it sets up technically.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
Bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.